Man Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing bands, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air. Go for a walk. And places that are still open. You can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians, hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show.
Welcome to the Wham Bam East Van Show, folks. This is DJ Medi, and we are broadcasting from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territory in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Coquitlam, the Ketse, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. All right, today we have an amazing guest. We got a few guests in the studio here. Welcome, Border Town Bandits. What?
Yeah.
Good to be back.
Please introduce yourselves.
Hey, I'm Tanner. I play the bass in the Border Town Bandits, and I have a really great time doing it.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Chris. I sing and play guitar in Border Town Bandits, and I also have a pretty good time.
Awesome.
Pretty good.
Yes, and we also have co-host John in the house. What?
Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining my birthday show, and I'm very happy that Chris and Tanner and DJ Medi can celebrate with me tonight.
Awesome. And we also have another secret co-host, Denise, and she's in the background here, and she might help out with some announcements later on. So, yes, let's start off with how did the band get formed?
Well, it started in the depths of the year 2020 when an unknown plague hit the earth, and we were forced to only socialize with six people. And Chris ended up being one of my six.
And, lucky me. Yeah,
I think it kind of started just like this, with an acoustic guitar and a bass, and jamming out in a small room.
Yeah, I was in a group that was a lot larger than our three piece, and they were a little bit older, and they were scared to get together during COVID. So I didn't want to stop playing music, and we wanted to play music, so we started playing music.
Awesome. Okay, and we're going to get to one of your, I guess, is All Night Long one of your earlier songs?
Tell me about it. It is, actually. All Night Long is one of the first ones we put together as a band. And it was kind of something that was different direction from what I was in a southern rock band before. And it's got a bit of that still in there, but it's more of just a straight rock and roll song. And that was one of the first ones we banged out together. And that's going to be on this upcoming album that we're going to be releasing soon.
Here we go with All Night Long on CJSF 90.1 FM.
I'm looking for a girl tonight.
Yeah. All night long, baby. Yes. So we're back with the Border Town Bandits. And Tanner, are you from Dildo?
As a matter of fact, I do hail from Dildo, Newfoundland.
Oh, wow. I couldn't believe that's a place.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, amazing. I wanted to say I'm from Regina. All right. Okay, so this is your first time. So we're popping your cherry, you said. And is it your second time?
It's my second time here.
It's your second time. Yes. So tell me about when you came with Oswaldo.
Oh, it was great. It was a Cinco de Mayo. It was after a nice house party, so we were nice and well slept. it was an awesome morning, and then I stayed on with the Mexican broadcast team after, and that was a lot of fun. They taught me some things about that holiday that I didn't know. it was just a great time. It was good to be here, and good to be back.
Yeah, and so we're going to play the Radio Alicia show promo right now.
Radio Alicia.
Radio Alicia.
Radio Alicia is the only radio show with Spanish subtitles. We broadcast in Technicolor every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Radio Malicia.
We program happy rhythms, predominantly in Spanish, but with tons of Canadian and female content. We also feature phone interviews with local and international artists.
Radio Alicia.
Every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Hey, yo, yes, we're still talking about there is a town called Dildo in Newfoundland. What do you know? I'm so curious.
Fun facts from Border Town Bandits.
Yeah, I'm so curious to know, like, because, you know, Vancouver, we're called Vancouverites. So what do the people from Dildo, what are they called, right?
Dildonians.
That's what I think. Dildonians. All right.
I was going to say sore.
All right. Okay, so they brought their instruments here to the studio. First of all, tell me about, like, you got a wicked, like, was that a bass? What is that?
Yeah, this is the Big Daddy guitar, as I call it. So it's got the big, thick strings, and the sound is lower.
Amazing,
and,
yeah.
Yeah, I bought it off some guy for some money.
Yes.
And, you know, he sold it to me, and now it's mine.
It's yours.
I don't know what else to tell you.
All right. Big Daddy is in the house. Okay, tell me about your guitar.
This is my baby, I call it. I actually had to get hit by a car to afford this guitar.
Mm.
Yeah. So this is thanks to an ICBC claim. So for once, thank you, ICBC. But then a couple weeks later, I crashed my car and owed him $5,000. So I ended up paying for it myself anyway. This is the baby. She's a beautiful Gibson Studio Songwriter Deluxe.
Awesome. Wow. All right, beautiful. And you're going to play two songs back-to-back.
We are. One is ours, one is not. We're going to open with one that's a good old Grateful Dead song. So this one going out for Jerry Garcia for his 81st birthday this week as well. The Days in Between. It's called Friend of the Devil.
Sleep last night till the morning came around. Set out running, but I'll take my time. A friend of a devil is a friend of mine. I get home before daylight, just might get some sleep tonight. Ran into the devil, baby, loaned me 20 bills. Spent the night in Utah in a cave up in the hills. Head out running, but I'll take my time. A friend of the devil is a friend of mine. I get home before daylight, just might get some sleep tonight. Ran down to the levee, but the devil caught me there. Took my $20 bill and he vanished in the air. Set out running, but I'll take my time. A friend of the devil is a friend of mine. I get home before daylight, just might get some sleep tonight. Got two reasons why I cry each lonely night. First one's named Sweet Emily, and she's my heart's delight. Second one is
in Chino, baby, one in Cherokee. First one says she got my child, but it don't look like me. Set out running, but I'll take my time. A friend of the devil is a friend of mine. I get home before daylight, just might get some sleep tonight.
Thank you. All right. So we're going to find out whose birthday it is after this song.
Thank you.
Los Merlos, La Danza de los Merlos, Cumbia de los Pajaritos. I love cumbia from the Mexican music. It's great. Love dancing to it.
Yeah, so let's find out whose birthday it is. It's actually John in the House's birthday. So happy birthday, John.
Oh, thank you. And also, I'd like to give a shout out to a friend of mine. He had his birthday on August 2nd. Mm-hmm. His name is Brian Goldie. He's a cargo pilot. Great shout out to my friend. He's actually 56. He's a younger member of our group. But shout out to Brian Goldie.
Yeah. And then, Tanner, you also know a Brian.
Yeah, Brian Shannon, a good friend of mine. Happy birthday, Brian.
Shannon.
And Denise, it's your birthday. Happy birthday, girl.
Happy birthday, Denise.
And you want to do a shout out to someone?
I want to say happy birthday to my best friend, Nikki. It's her birthday coming up also.
Happy birthday, Nikki.
Yeah, love you, Nikki.
Yeah. Okay, and we have a very important birthday that's coming. I think it just passed, or is it today?
It just happened.
And he's a captain?
He's a captain.
Okay.
His name is Captain Shiloh.
Captain Shiloh.
Right, age of five. This is my cat we're talking about.
Yeah. Oh, Shiloh.
Yeah. And if he was listening, he definitely just tuned out.
Yeah. Yeah. Tell me a little bit about Shiloh.
Oh, he's a pain in the ass. he's my best bud. He gets in a lot of fights and causes a lot of trouble, but he's always there by my side, you know. Mm. He's getting a little chonkier these days, but, you know, he's been indoors because I don't want to pay his vet bills anymore. Last time we let him out for a bit, he went and fought a coyote. So good to have him back. And thanks to everyone that helped out with my cat and surgery. There's a lot of people that helped out with Please Fund Me. So if you're listening, thank you.
Yes.
He's still alive because of you. So
amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And you do a lot of, events with animals.
I mean, in films,
All of them.
Yeah. Tell me about some of the events that you do.
I do movies with animals, but I mean, I'm an animal lover, you know, he's on animals in his house, I have an animal, we have four cats in our buddy place.
We played a really fun show with a talented woman named Bonnie
Kilrow.
Bonnie Kilrow, and she's a celebrity impersonator, and that was a big fundraiser for the dogs.
Mm.
And so that was for a great cause for our four-legged canine friends.
Yes, and we're going to play the BCSPCA PSA right now.
Hey. Hey there, little buddy. Are you lost? No, it doesn't seem like there's a tag on you. Nor any markings. Are you a stray? Oh, you poor thing. Are you injured? I better bring you into the SPCA. They'll know what to do. Every day, pets are lost and found astray on our busy streets. Most animals belong in the neighborhoods in which they are found, and their guardians may be out looking for them. If you think you have found a lost animal, report the animal as found to the BCSPCA and let them know if you are willing to hold on to the animal until the guardian comes forward. If you're unable to hold on to the animal, please contact our BCSPCA Provincial Call Center at 1-855-622-7722 for a direction on where to take the animal.
We're back, and we're going to play one of your... Are these new songs that we have here?
They are. We were just finished mixing this one in the studio last night at Five Feet Under Studios.
So wow! Feet Under Studios.
Yeah, I know, Tom. You're out there listening, buddy. Thanks for all your help. He's our record engineer, our guy, our sound man, our confidant, our tech machine, you know. He's a little bit of everything. So what's up, Tom? Thanks for listening, buddy. We were in the studio till, 10 o'clock last night doing this one. And it's literally, Tanner hasn't even heard this mix yet. So Tanner's in the bathroom right now. So hopefully he hurries up.
No worries.
But this one's special because it was Denise's first time singing in the studio.
Oh, nice.
So we got her in on the chorus there. So that, and the ending, it sounded really nice. And I'm excited to share with you. It's actually a John Prine song that we've kind of rewritten a little bit. The lyrics are all there. It's just one of my favorites of all time. But the riff is definitely different than the original. So you add a little something to it.
All right. Here's Angel from Montgomery.
Oh, pan as I woke up today. How the hell can a person go to work in the morning, come home?
Okay, so you want to tell me about the studio?
Yeah, we were just in there last night doing that song, actually. So we've been recording this record at 5 Feet Under Studios. Tom Bertal, he's our engineer. We've been putting our heads together for the last while now, a year and a half, working on this record where we could. Mm-hmm. We're on the final stages now, so that's why we're here today, really, is to show you some of the songs from it, because next month we're releasing this record. It'll be our debut record with this band.
Nice.
And we recorded all of it at 5 Feet Under Studios, and Tom's really helped us out and really does a huge favor here. So if you have anything to record or anywhere you want to rehearse or you need some mastering, mixing done, look up 5 Feet Under Studios, and that's in White Rock, BC, and Tom will hook you up with a good price.
Perfect. All right, and here in CJSF, we love to promote female artists, so I'm going to play Angie Faith, I'll Always Remember Us This Way.